Bring in Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores, for a few minutes here. Joe, what's going on this morning?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well. We'll talk about baseball in a second, but, you know, as far as the draft goes, I know guys like DJ Moore and Rashard Langford will be watching closely this weekend.
I think it's going to be interesting. I know you guys have talked about it some. That corner position is such a valued position in the draft, and there are a stack of them that are available early. And I would imagine, you know, a big run will begin the earlier the first one is taken. You know, then that's going to probably start the run. So I know DJ is probably hoping for somebody to go very early in that first round to get things going. But I think he'll obviously do very well. I'm really looking forward to Rashard Langford. I've talked to some people who have who've been around him at some of the at the pro days, and they've seen him worked him out, and they really really like him. He's he's not going to be a high draft pick probably, but he's got size, he's got speed, he's a physical player, he's durable, you know, he plays hurt or he doesn't get hurt, and he'll play on special teams, that's not a problem, and he's also got those intangibles, he's got great character, he's a great locker room and practice field player, and I just think he's somebody that an NFL team is going to value.
And Joe, he's a guy who can play the run, but you know, the interesting thing about Langford is he's another guy that if he's not taken after the fifth round, he might as well hope not to be drafted so he can pick the place where he wants to go. And I think in a lot of situations...
So he can go to the Bears?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, he's bound for the Bears. It's an automatic if you're a Vanderbilt guy.
No, you're absolutely right, though, Mark. That is true. Once you get down to those lower rounds, you're almost better off not being drafted because then you have the opportunity to pick and choose a place where you might fit better or have a better opportunity to go make a team. But I'm sure they'll play it however it comes. But I just think Rashard is going to be one of those guys that, you know, 2 or 3 years or 4 years down the road, you're going to see on an NFL roster.
Joe, to talk baseball now. Some porous defense last night at Austin Peay cost the Commodores, but some good news for Sonny Gray as far as trying out for the national team.
Yeah, first the bad news. The loss to Austin Peay, 9-8. The team led early 5-1 and made some miscues, I think 3 mistakes in the field, left 13 runners on base, and ended up losing 9-8. First time they've lost to Austin Peay in quite a while, and so that's certainly a disappointment. And now they go to Louisville to play a Louisville team that's kind of going the other way. They have swept 2 consecutive Big East series. They came from behind to win last night at Indiana, 10-8. I think there's something like 28-10 on the season. They're 11-4 in the Big East. So this is a big, big challenge for Vanderbilt to get back up to play tonight. It's a good RPI game for them, but it's going to be a tough one to win because Louisville is a very good baseball team. Sonny Gray is one of a handful of freshmen invited to the Team USA trials, which I don't think is a big surprise for any of us. He's one of 5 freshmen invited on the initial list. There'll be another one that comes later on, but 17 players invited, 7 pitchers and 5 freshmen, and Sonny is one of those. So it's a great honor just to be invited to the trials, but I would be really surprised if he didn't make that team.
Anything else we need to know about from West End?
I think we're in good shape. Just hoping to – I'll be hitting the road here shortly to go to Louisville for the game tonight, and need a win to kind of get some momentum for the weekend because this is a big weekend coming up with Mississippi State coming to town.
Joe, Jeremy Sowers has had 2 good starts at Columbus, ERA at 1.64. Is he expecting a call-up?
I think he is, but I don't think he's expecting it immediately. You know, I think he figures 1 or 2 more good performances like that, and he'll get a call back up. I know David Price pitched last night on a 75-pitch limit and got the win. I think he gave up a 2-out homer and a single in his time, struck out 6 or something like that. So he's right on track as well. Now, that's a guy that's probably expecting a call really soon.